the weather phenomenon El Niño may be on its way back. That's after a weak La Niña system faded out a few months ago. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with climatologist Brian Brettschneider each week as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider told Energy Desk editor Annie Feit, computer models are hinting at the resurgence of El Niño in the second half of this year.
The models are right now are predicting a 50% chance of an El Niño by this fall, about a 40% chance of neutral conditions, and only a 10% chance of La Niña. So it's not a done deal, but for 6, 7, 8 months out, a 50% chance of El Niño is something to keep a very close eye on.
And so what causes El Niño?
Well, there's a lot of complicated interactions, but basically you have a warm pool of water that's semi-permanent in the Western Pacific, and you have easterly trade winds that kind of push that water and keep it over there. Those easterly trade winds weaken in an El Niño event, and that warm water is able to kind of slosh back into the central and even eastern Pacific. And that really affects a lot of the global circulation pattern because it facilitates thunderstorm development and the movement of air up, creating low pressure, and then where that air has to settle back down, creating high pressure. So these large-scale wind and pressure patterns that drive much of the climate of the globe.
What does it mean for Alaska?
Well, in Alaska, typically the effects are much stronger in the winter. So if this sets up, sometime in the fall, we would expect the impacts to that to be felt next winter. And generally in El Niño winters, Alaska is warmer than normal and maybe a little wetter than normal. It's not a 100% that it happens every time, but more likely than not, that's the effect in Alaska.
The fact that we had a relatively long and strong El Niño and then a short, weak La Niña and then looks like we're heading back to El Niño, how much of that is related to climate change?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, typically the recurrence interval between El Niños is about 2 to 7 years. More likely, 5 years is a more common. So to have El Niños 2 years apart isn't unheard of. But there has been some research that shows that in a warming world, that El Niños and super El Niños will become more common, and the impacts of that would be felt more acutely, particularly in places like Alaska.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.